This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story. Owen Johnson, world-class listener, author, and researcher, sees acceleration of economic change. CME's global head of research in London, interviewed by JLN. There are things happening so fast amidst an acceleration of economic change that the old order of product adoption by various categories of industry players is being upended, Owen Johnson told John Lothian News in a recent interview. That speed of change is exciting to Johnson, the London-based global head of research for the CME Group. New asset classes are joining the six traditional asset classes of the CME's traded products, he said. He mentioned digital assets as a new asset class, as well as environmental products. The CME's new CVOL products are also exciting. The CME's six traditional asset classes are agricultural, metals, energy, interest rates, equities, and foreign exchange. For the rest of this interview, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The final bell has not tolled for the LME's ring. Open outcry trading will live on at the London Metal Exchange after all. Bloomberg reported the LME canceled plans to close its open outcry trading floor after a backlash from major users. What is ironic from a Chicago trading perspective is that it was always the Chicago locals and brokers who were credited with having outsized market and political power, yet it is the London Metal Exchange crowd that won the fight to keep its open outcry markets open. The Chicago locals and brokers sold out their CME shares for the most part or morphed into electronic traders, ceding their influence over exchange politics to the investors who took their place. It was not a wrong decision, but I do find irony in the LME crowd's success in keeping the ring open. The Fair Exchange, or FairX, has issued their fee schedule on their website, which disrupts the industry norm for who pays what. Customers or non-professional traders are charged the smallest fees, 2 to 5 cents. Market makers are charged the most, 35 to 40 cents. And professional traders are charged 25 to 30 cents, depending on the contract. Here is how FairX defines each of the categories of market participants. Market maker, account in the name of any person that has signed a market maker agreement with Fair Exchange. Non-professional trader, account in the name of an individual or entity that is A, not registered, qualified, or otherwise identified as a professional trader, market maker, liquidity provider, money manager, commodity trading advisor, or investment advisor with any stock, commodities, or futures exchange or contract market, or with any financial regulatory authority. B, not engaged in brokerage, banking, investment, or financial activities as part of their regular course of business. C, not using a fully automated order generating computer system. And D, trading for its own account. Professional trader fee, account in the name of any person that is not a market maker or a non-professional trader. Since I am still registered as a commodity trading advisor with the National Futures Association, I would be classified as a professional trader. The NFA is not the only regulator being targeted by a phishing attack. FINRA has issued an alert for emails using the gateway-finra.org domain name. The email asks the recipient to click a link to view request and provide information to complete that request, noting that late submission may attract penalties. Trading Technologies matched the weekly donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Otherwise, there were no new donations to the campaign. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. JLN Today features part two of our interview with Peter Harrigan for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. On Tuesday, June 22nd and Wednesday, June 23rd, the Association for Digital Asset Markets, or ADAM, and Aventa Systems will host a two-day virtual conference on issues affecting digital asset markets featuring Grayscale CEO Michael Schoeneschein and MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, among others. The event starts at 10 a.m. Eastern on both days. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Women in Listed Derivatives is offering another round of virtual networking in this quarter's Conjunction Function event. It is an online small group discussion with industry peers and friends and is for Wild members only. It takes place via Zoom on June 11, 2021 from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and is free. You can go to a link in today's newsletter and register. Here are more stories from today's JLN. Peter Harrigan, Open Outcry Traders History Project Part 2. Peter Harrigan capped off his career as a floor trader on the CME and the Pacific Exchange in the middle of a bear market in 2002. Since then, he's managed money, helped start up an AI company, and traded cryptocurrencies. But he continues to speak fondly of his floor days, even the challenging ones. You can view this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a special notice from our friends at MIAX. U.S. corporate tax rates are subject to a variety of pressures, and potential changes to the tax rate can have severe economic effects on corporations, including stifling investments and entrepreneurship. And until now, corporations and investor options for mitigating the risks associated with changes in the corporate tax rate have been limited. MIAX, creator and operator of high-performance securities exchanges, products, and services, has partnered with SIG Index Licensing to develop corporate tax rate futures, a new futures product traded exclusively on MGEX via the CME Globex platform. Corporate tax rate futures is the second innovative proprietary futures product developed by MIAX and will be cleared by MGEX, a wholly owned subsidiary of MIAX's parent holding company, MIAX International Holdings. These cash-settled contracts are based on SIG Index Licensing, U.S. Corporate Tax Rate Index, which tracks the highest marginal tax rate imposed by the U.S. federal government on taxable income of corporations. You can learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Website outage hits Reddit news UK government pages. Fastly content delivery service showed a global outage. Disruption shows internet's reliance on handful of tech. Websites across the internet were temporarily unavailable on Tuesday, including the New York Times, Bloomberg News, Reddit Inc., and the UK government, after services from content delivery network Fastly Inc. went down. My comment, we learned how many eggs we have in the same basket in the cloud. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Treasuries spike higher after internet outage spooks markets. Websites including New York Times, Bloomberg were unavailable. German UK bonds follow US higher as websites go down. US Treasuries led global bonds higher after outages across several global websites spurred demand for haven assets. 10-year Treasury yields fell as much as 3 basis points to 1.54, the lowest level in over a month, before pairing the drop. Websites including the New York Times, Bloomberg News, and Reddit were unavailable after services from content delivery network Fastly went down on Tuesday. My comment, when all else fails, buy Treasuries. Here's a story from ProPublica. The secret IRS files, trove of never-before-seen records, reveal how the wealthiest avoid income tax. In 2007, Jeff Bezos, then a multi-billionaire and now the world's richest man, did not pay a penny in federal income taxes. He achieved the feat again in 2011. In 2018, Tesla founder Elon Musk, the second richest person in the world, also paid no federal income taxes. Michael Bloomberg managed to do the same in recent years. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn did it twice. George Soros paid no federal income tax 3 years in a row. ProPublica has obtained a vast trove of Internal Revenue Service data on the tax returns of thousands of the nation's wealthiest people, covering more than 15 years. The data provides an unprecedented look inside the financial lives of Americans' titans, including Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Rupert Murdoch, and Mark Zuckerberg. It shows not only their income and taxes, but also their investments, stock trades, gambling winnings, and even the results of audits. My comment, go long, pitchforks. Here's a press release from the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation. Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation presents two new exhibits, Us and Them and Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2021. The program is part of the Photography Triennial Ray 2021. Both exhibitions can be seen from June 5th to September 19th in the Cube, Frankfurt Eschborn. Exhibition visit as part of guided tours and on open Saturday on June 19th, 2021. As an exhibition partner and sponsor of the 4th International Triennial Ray Photography Projects 2021 Frankfurt, Rhein-Main, the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation is presenting two new exhibitions. Us and Them takes up this year's theme of the triennial ideologies and shows four photographic positions that deal with the formation of identity through demarcation. At the same time, the exhibition of four finalists of Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2021 can be seen. Both presentations will be shown from June 5th to September 19th, 2021 at the corporate headquarters of Deutsche Börse, the Cube in Frankfurt, Eschborn. My comment, note to self, book trip to Frankfurt, Eschborn soon. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Risk.net's CME rebuts accusations of pro-cyclical margining about a soon-to-be-released white paper in which CME analyzes its own performance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Second was, for the second time in our top three, a former head of macro strategy at legendary investment firm Citadel lays out five key qualities he believes makes a great leader and provides a rare outlook on the future of hedge funds from Business Insider. Third was what to expect when interviewing and onboarding 100% remotely from DRW. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.